Thank you very much. Well, I'm not sure I understood exactly your question. Was it a suggestion or a question, really? Because to make things realistic, yes, you have to develop standards which not only will be good standards, but will be accepted. Because there is no point in developing standards that people look at and say, interesting, not for me, or interesting, I'm not going to comply. So the most important part in standard setting is getting the buy-in by your constituents. For that purpose, you need to have a consensus. We don't develop standards by public acclamation. It's not a popular, it's not a beauty contest, it's not a democratic vote. It's a convincing exercise. You must reach out to people and convince them that it is the best solution and that it is in their interest to adopt this solution. It's not a race to the bottom where there is an agreement on the minimum set of standards. We try to set standards at the appropriate level of quality. Not too much, not too little. Not too much because people will not be able to bear the cost of applying the standards and the benefits will not be equal to the cost. Not too little because there is very little progress achieved. So the difficulty is to find the right level, the right balance, to reach out to convince people, convince stakeholders to agree to the solution. It takes time, it takes a lot of efforts, it can be a lot of engagement with organizations like EFRAG, the European Parliament, the Commission, before we come to an agreement, but in the end, hopefully, there is a consensus that it is the right thing to do. So I would say, keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing, never give up, never give up, never give up, as Winston Churchill used to say.